Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting second. The second baseman, Keith Lockhart. Batting third. The right fielder, Michael Tucker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Craig Paquette. Batting fifth. The DH, Bob Hamilton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, David Howard. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Julio Valera. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon takes first base on ball four. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Lockhart reaches second base with a double. Damon goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhart scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette strikes out. There goes Tucker. The throw from Myers to second, and Tucker is out. Two outs. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tucker. Knoblauch reaches second base with a double. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards first. Offerman fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Valera drops the ball. Knoblauch scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hocking moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman bunts towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. McFarlane moves to third. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hawkins. McFarland scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Mears moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. Becker moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hocking hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hocking is thrown out after the base hit. Becker scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's Royals, 3, Twins, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lockhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Tucker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 0-for-0 in the game. Offerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Damon. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's Royals, 4, Twins, 4. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cordova moves to second. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cordova moves to third. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ronda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Damon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Royals. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Nalty now pitching. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tucker strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Lockhart moves to second. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hocking takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4. Royals. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Offerman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ronda takes first base on ball 4. Offerman moves to second. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Damon strikes out. Two outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lockhart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myers takes first base on ball 4. Cordova moves to second. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Cordova moves to third. Myers moves to second. Mike Magnant now pitching. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordova scores. Myers moves to third. Hollins moves to second. It's 7-5, Royals. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myers scores. Hollins scores. Coomer moves to third. It's Royals, 7, Twins, 7. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mears. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Mears steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Coomer scores. Mears moves to third. Becker moves to second. It's 8-7, Twins. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hocking hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Damon. Hocking reaches second base with a double. Mears scores. Becker scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's 10-7, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Damon who is chasing the ball. Cordova reaches third base with a triple. Knobloch scores. Hocking scores. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 13-7, Twins. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cordova scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 14-7, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hollins hits a pop-up towards first. Offerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 14, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tucker strikes out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paquette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 14, and the Royals 7. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Robinson now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Knobloch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Damon, who is chasing the ball. Knobloch reaches third base with a triple. Becker goes all the way around to score. It's 15-7, Twins. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hocking hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knobloch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 16-7, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Norman pinch hits for Joe Ronda. Les Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Nalty covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Royals 7. The Twins will come to bat. Les Norman now playing left field. Craig Paquett now playing third base. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a line drive towards short. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chip Hale pinch hits for Dave Hollins. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Chip Hale now playing second base. Jeff Rabulet now playing third base. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lockhart strikes out. Two outs. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Royals 7. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first, with Robinson covering, for the out. One out. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabulet hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hocking strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Offerman hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 16, and Kansas City Royals, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.